President Václav Klaus on Friday signed into law a bill on direct presidential elections. The president, who technically does not have the right to veto the constitutional bill, signed it despite his negative stand to the proposed change. Mr. Klaus recently said a popular vote would turn the presidential election into an expensive superstar contest. Parliament still needs to pass a law clarifying the details of the new electoral procedure. Once this is done, Czechs will be able to elect the next head of state in a direct vote. The next election is due in March of 2013, when President Klaus's second term in office expires. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Friday a reform of the education system was essential for the country to remain competitive and would be implemented, despite protests from the academic community. Addressing a conference of rectors, the Prime Minister said that one could not forever revise planned reforms and that action was long overdue. He stressed that the reforms made would not infringe on academic freedoms or threaten the autonomy of universities. In reference to the most controversial part of the planned reform, the introduction of tuition fees, Education Minister Josef Dobeš said he would once again consult the matter with a finance minister. The Czech government should not join Britain in its negative stand on the EU fiscal treaty, opposition Social Democrat deputy head Lubomír Zaorálek said in connection with the upcoming consultations between the British and Czech prime ministers ahead of the next EU summit on March 1st. Mr. Zaorálek said Britain's arguments against the treaty ensue from the country's specific position in the European Union, while the Czech negative position is weak and unclear in terms of arguments, and the country is therefore perceived as an unreadable and unreliable member of the alliance. The Czech Prime Minister, who together with Britain refused to sign the treaty, maintains that nothing has been lost since the Czech Republic can join the treaty any time in the future, and argues that in any case such a move should be preceded by referendum, since the treaty transfers certain national powers to the European level. The presidential candidate, who currently tops the polls with a 24% rating, former Prime Minister Jan Fischer, told the internet news site Lidovky.cz that if he were in office, he would sign the EU's fiscal pact. Asked to state his position on the matter, Mr. Fischer said that while he did not find the treaty in its present form ideal, it was certainly acceptable. The current president, Václav Klaus, is a fierce critic of further EU integration and has made it clear that he will not under any circumstances ratify the treaty. Poor conditions continue on Czech roads, which have been plagued by heavy snow and ice since Wednesday. In the region surrounding Prague, only the D8 motorway to Ústí nad Labem was free of restrictions on Friday. Increased caution is caused for on the other motorways from the metropolis, and many roads in the higher altitudes are completely impassable. Rail and bus passengers are advised to check their itineraries as a number of routes are blocked by accidents or snow. With temperatures rising above zero during the day, people in cities have been warned about falling snow and icicles from rooftops. The Mountain Rescue Service in the Krkonoše and Jeseníky Mountains on Friday called a high degree of avalanche alert. Rescuers say that in the wake of the thaw, the danger of avalanches has become acute. Fresh snow and high winds are further complicating the situation. Skiers and snowboarders have been warned not to stray from marked trails and to always alert someone about their planned movements. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming weekend is expected to bring more snow or rain showers and day temperatures between 2 and 6 degrees Celsius. Nighttime lows should not drop to below 6 degrees. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.